Maybe we've known each other that long. Richard and I first met in Santa Rosa. Richard was part of the team of leadership in Santa Rosa. He was president of the board in Santa Rosa. And then I left. And then Richard said, you know what? We're moving up there too. And I was like, so glad. And I knew Dawn, but not very well. And then Richard and Dawn moved up here. And, you know, the friendship has just blossomed. And it's so great to have both Richard and Dawn back in our community. The thing that I know about Richard, he is a practitioner now. And he has been for 3 years, maybe, something like that. And Richard lives the philosophy of Science of Mind. I've watched Richard through his life experience, and I've watched him grow in every sense of the word, grow in who he is in the expression of God, but who he is financially, who he is in success, in every aspect of his life. And he and Dawn together, as Dawn shared, have been on a great adventure. And we're just so grateful that they've chosen to stop off here before their adventure that moves them off into Kauai. So we get a little bit more time with these two people that I dearly love. I know that I will be staying for the for Richard's workshop. It's just always nice to be taught and to be open and to see the results of what Science of Mind can do when we take on this tenor of God is all there is, and God is our source. So, and he was also president of our board here before in the past. So, lots of good things about Richard. I'm excited for you to get to know him even better. So, Richard, without anything else, please come up. Give us your best.
Thank you. So great to be with you here today, especially during the Prosperity Month, one of my favorite times of the year. As a matter of fact, I like it all year long. So, reframing. You are looking square at what feels, looks, and tastes like a problem. You did your positive thoughts. You asked and waited patiently for guidance. You are perplexed on what to do next. Today, we will spend some time together with the concept and practice of reframing. For some, the concepts that we'll talk about might be new. For many of you, it's things that you've heard and known about before, and we'll discuss and explore them in a different way today. So I hope that you'll be open to a new slant, a new perspective. And first, I'd like to start it out by one of the practices that I enjoy, which is a Zen practice, an approach called emptying your cup. So the way that we'll do that is if together we could just take a deep breath, and while you're taking your deep breath, just empty your cup in your mind. Together. Breathe in and release. Just allows us to become more present to this very moment. So we're going to cover some key concepts as we prepare for the reframing part and give some context. First is integrity. So integrity for me is about the core to framing one's own path and how one shows up in the world. My definition of integrity is my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are in alignment. Let me sort of say that one more time. My thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are in alignment. So, in addition to integrity, there are truths and principles. Whenever I desire an experience or experience some resistance, it's helpful for me to come back to truths and principles. By reviewing my integrity with myself, I'm able to see how truths and principles align within myself and with my beliefs. And then there comes the law of attraction, which tells us that what I think will manifest in my life to the level I believe. So my beliefs are the underlying consciousness and unconscious thoughts that guide my point of view in the world every day through every experience. So I thought we would just take a quick recap of what we've covered so far, because there were a lot of concepts going on there. But I thought we would do it a little differently. I thought we would do it by talking through the concept of who's driving my bus, okay? So just, we've heard this kind of analogy before, so just imagine, put yourself in the feeling state of you're driving your bus, okay? So as I'm driving my bus, my vehicle, my body, is how I experience the world. It's how I engage in life as I go along the path. So along with my bus, underneath me is the road. The road and the tar and the lanes sort of are my path. That's how I'm practicing my principles. They're the path that's leading me down the road. And then underneath that, as I'm going down my bus, down the road, is the ground, the earth, the core, the center. It's all there, just holding the foundation for me as I'm driving along, practicing my principles, right? And then, as we go along also, the other part is my beliefs. So my beliefs, then, are my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that I'm experiencing as I'm going down with my bus, and it's how I experience life, and as I'm doing it, I'm leaving my footprint, my life force. I'm leaving a residual energy wave on the roadway of life. So, the good news is, I am always at choice. I am one with God, nature, my higher power, or whatever you give it. As a matter of fact, Ernest Holmes called God it, just to sort of change that in our mind and have a different perception. The abundance of the universe is available to me and every person, every single one of us, at all times and in all situations. The other good news is I am open to change and can easily change my desires along with my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. I am not bound on precedents, yet am made anew at this very instance. I walk forward in faith, knowing that it is already manifest. So with that backdrop, I'd like to delve into three practical tools that you can use to reframe your life. The first is denials and affirmations. I started my spiritual journey in New Thought with unity. So for 13 years, I attended a unity church back in Maine where I'm from, and I really loved the concepts of denials and affirmations and began practicing that. So I love Emily Cady's work, her words, and her books, where I took a lot of this from. The idea is that you can deny anything having power over you. You can affirm your true desire and the truth in your life. Writing these out give word and context and form and empower these words to the next level. Using daily denials and affirmations in written form can change your mind, change your actions, and change how life responds to you. So I thought we would do some denials and affirmations together. And if you would read along with me, we'll just start at the top. I look into myself to find where I have come from. I release any old beliefs that do not serve me anymore. I relish the beliefs that serve me. I look inside and outside myself to see what is possible. I open my eyes and my mind to the possibilities. I challenge myself to my unknown and the truth within me. I am one with the world and myself. I live a principled life and act from my own knowing. I am free from the past and open to the truth. My principles guide me and am not swayed. I look within to see what is true for me. The path is made simple and joy is available. The gift has been given, and it comes to me easily. I feel joyful and live life to the fullest. Hallelujah. I have a grateful heart and am blessed. And so it is. Thanks for taking that journey with me. The second principle or reframing type of activity I'd like to talk about is acting as if. The concept of acting as if came to me early in life as I knew and could make up things in the way I wanted them to be. Also, another key part was when I met Edwin Gaines and took Master Prosperity training from Edwin. The idea that you could explore your desires by taking steps towards them, walking in faith, and holding the vision. Many times we are constrained by our own limited thinking or lack of life experience in some area. By acting as if, we can open the gates to new learnings, new ways of being, and see what fits for us. Reverend Dr. Edward Villune, who I really enjoy and had a lot of great time with him in Santa Rosa, he says it like this: try these principles out for yourself, experiment, and see what works for you. So the third concept we'll deal with today a little bit is loving what is. Whether you listen to Byron Katie and do the work, or you're more of the kind to like Pema Chodron and start where you are, the ideas are the similar and are key. Try these are key, that give up the story, see life, and be present in this moment. So Byron Katie says it like this: if I had a prayer, it would be this: God, spare me from the desire for love, approval, or appreciation. Amen. Pema Chodron frames her teachings on compassion around 59 traditional Tibetan Buddhist maxims or slogans such as these: always only apply a joyful state of mind. Don't seek others' pain as the limbs of your own happiness. Always meditate on whatever provokes resentment. So, as I think about these denials and affirmations, acting as if, and loving what is, I'd like to share with you three stories in my life that sort of illustrate this for me. The first is, I remember back in my early 30s, I was taking martial arts, and at that time I decided that I love singing and I love dancing. So I decided I would put the two together, because I hadn't done it since high school, and I would go do a musical. Well, from my martial arts, I had actually broken apart my ACL and had it reconstructed. So I just had the surgery, and I decided to do this play at this time, and so here I am, hobbling up on stage for the audition. The director looks at me and says, you know, you have to do tap in this. Have you ever done tap? I said, no, and I'm open to learning. And you can imagine the look on his face as I'm standing on stage with my crutches and the show is just a few weeks away. Well, luckily, it was my first play, George M., and I got to learn tap and I got to sing and dance and had a great time. So the second one that I'd like to talk about in terms of a life experience, well, first off, I'd like to break down the first one just to sort of get the concepts and take them in a little. So one is, first part is to know what your desire is. Get clear, then visualize the goal. The universe is waiting for you to get clear so that you can receive it. The next is to put the desire into action. Take steps to let the universe know you really mean it. Then believe in yourself and that the universe will support you by acting as if you are already there, even if the appearances of your mind's eye are not fully gotten there yet. Hold true to your principles and shape your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings based on your beliefs. You hold the power to your unfolding. So the second example I'd like to use is from Edwin Gaines in the Prosperity Workshop. She always talks about acting as if, and she tells her own story of how she acted as if. Well, for me, my acting as if was early on when I took her work was about, for her, she talked about she wanted to go on a trip, and she thought that what made her rich was olives in a jar that were stuffed. That was what made her rich. Well, for me, being a young professional, I decided that for me, it was how do I up-level my game? And so I went out to the local store and bought a new suit. Not just any suit, but a beautiful Canale suit. Had a couple tailored shirts made for myself and said, well, that will get me on my path. That will make me feel rich and bring me along. Well, while I was in the store, I looked across the way, and what did I see that really spoke the most to me, that really wasn't necessarily appropriate for work every day? A beautiful French blue jacket. So 25 years ago, I bought this jacket so that I could feel rich and that I could feel the next level of something that spoke to me and just brought me to my prosperity. So this jacket represents for me one of my beginning and turning points to feeling the prosperity in my life. And it has unfolded beautifully since then. So the third area that I'd like to talk about as an example is coming to California. So I'm on this plane, and I'm talking to this guy next to me. And at that time, I was looking for a new job, and I found that this guy was working for this new company, and he was one of the leading experts in the whole country on when the internet and changing the business models of all the businesses was happening. He was like one of the leaders. He started Amazon's, JP Morgan's, and all these others. So I talked with him, and I ended up 2 weeks later being on the same flight with him and had my interview. So I took this job. It was amazing. It actually was out of Austin, even though I was living in Maine. And then the dot-com bust happened. And after 7 rounds, I was laid off from this job. So then I took on another role for a year while I was looking for work, and nothing from Maine was available or remote. And the universe was saying, you need to move. So I sold my house, I packed up my station wagon, and I moved to the Bay Area, thinking that that would be a great place for me to live. So my resources were dwindling, and to afford things, I have to say I lived at the KOA campground in Petaluma for almost 3 months. So I'm living in my tent, and it's September going into October and into November, and I'm the only tent in the whole campground. Everyone's got their RVs, or they've moved on to their homes. So I'm staying there, and I'm looking for work. And what I did for me was to say that my searching for work was my job. So Monday through Friday, every day, I would get up out of bed, I would go wash up, I would dress up in something I would wear to work, and I would go to the job center of Sonoma and actually treat work looking for a job as my job. Part of it was telling the universe that I was ready for work. Every day I was ready for work. I can't tell you that it was the most fun time I was having at that point, because at the end of the day, I would just go back to my tent. But it was that affirmation and acting as if and following through on the principles I believed that it would unfold. And then after several months, finally it did unfold, and I got a great job in Hercules in a new role that I had never done before, and someone took a risk on me and gave me a great job. So those are just 3 ideas of different approaches and just some practical things about how to approach it. So some questions you might ask yourself as you reframe. One might be, what beliefs are limiting my good? What do I need to release? What is mine to do right here, right now? So the good news is, once again, is that all of these answers are already available to you. Part of it is just taking the time to look within. So I'll leave you with this thought of that you are a unique expression of the infinite, and your abundant life is ready, available, right here, right now. And something that can affirm that with whatever shows up is to say this or something better. So what I'd like to do now at the end of our time together is just take this into prayer. So if you'd get comfortable in your seat, however that is for you, close your eyes if that feels good, as we go within. So we know that God, the universe, Mother Nature, is available in and through all things at all times. It is the power, the beauty, the source of infinite love, infinite wisdom, and total abundance. We know right here, right now, in this place, as we take this in, that we are one with this beautiful spirit, that we are one with this ever abundance of life, that we are one with the joy and the beauty and the love. So I speak these words right here, right now, for myself and for everyone here that says, we are abundant. We are the joyful life that we want to experience. It already is available. So we just take this in and we grow from here, growing the experiences and leaving a beautiful path as we do so. So in this moment, we just give thanks, knowing that this has already taken place, shape and form, in the universe and in our lives. We just know that we are blessed beyond belief and are grateful for this unfolding that just amazes us and continues to bring beauty and love and joy to our lives. And we just release these words into the good. And together we say, and so it is.